Hello.
You joined me at the tail end of Saturday, and I've spent all day so far thinking it's Sunday, so I'm quite surprised to be getting another day out of this. Just making a cup of tea. I'm just deciding which tea. I'm going to have a cup of Assam, I think. It's been a long day. I had a gig in Stafford this afternoon, and so we set off. When did we set off? About one-ish, a little after 1 o'clock, and we went to Stafford, and we played a show in the park for Ox Jam. We played in a bandstand as well, of all places. So that was good. It was kind of a mixed experience, really, because today started out really rainy and horrible and grey and cold and miserable. And so we arrived in Stafford in the rain, and we walked to we parked on Tesco's, and we walked round to the park and made ourselves known to the people who were running the show, and they, three fellows, came and helped us take our stuff from the cars back to the park, which was much appreciated. And we set up and we played a 20-minute set on a bandstand. I've never played a gig on a bandstand before, so that was nice. It was quite a nice stage set, actually. I'd happily do that again. I'd be more inclined to do it not in autumn. Summer would be ideal for something like that. We were setting up our things and checking all the sound for people, and we looked out across the park and along the bandstand, and there were precisely zero people there. So we thought, oh, we're going to be playing to nobody at all. And then we got about a song into the set, and it's a testament to Matt's songs, really, at the moment, because they're all quite short pop songs, so we were more than able to play 6 songs in 20 minutes, which is probably good. And from about the second song in, we actually had a group of about 10, 15 people. So that was a relief. You know, it was quite nice to go from playing to the back of somebody's van to playing to the back of somebody's van and about 15 people. That's nice. And it was a lot of fun. And then we drove back. Matt left. Paul drove Romis and I back to Stoke. And I think for now that's the last gig that Paul's going to be playing with us. I really hope it isn't, but he has told us it is, so we just have to take his word for it for now. I'm really going to miss playing those songs with him, because it's been so much fun. You know, the rehearsals and having him on stage with us. He's such a good musician. He's a great musician, and he's such an affable guy, and it's just so much fun to have him around, because his work ethic when it comes to music is great. And, you know, Matt's project has really been transformed by him. It's turned it right around, and he's got no small part in that, and I'm you know, I really miss him musically. admittedly, whenever I get, you know, when I get my project going, I'm sure we'll be playing again. You know, it'll be nice to do stuff with him again. I'll, you know, he's a great guy, really great guy. What happened after that? We came back and I realised I had a very small amount of time to get something to eat before, because it's my birthday on Wednesday, and that's not easy for people to make. So I suggested Saturday, because it might be easier for people. And it was. It was easier for people. Some of the people I hoped it would be easier for and had a bit of a spanner thrown in the works, and they weren't able to make it, which was a pity. But yeah, gathered up in a local pub that's opened in Newcastle, which, if you live in Stoke, Newcastle sort of area, Newcastle under Lyme, that is, Bridge Street Ale House. It's a lovely place. It's fairly serene, convivial, and yeah, and it's nice. We got there for about 6 o'clock, and they have to get everybody out before 11 o'clock, as per the terms of their license. So it's quite nice to be kicked out. It's nice to leave somewhere. It's got opening hours that really suit me, I think. Because I don't like to be out till all hours, although it does sometimes happen. And it's nice, I got through about 3, maybe 4 drinks of some very nice ales. And it's just been a very pleasing day, really. It's been quite a pleasing week, to be fair. I haven't done everything that I hoped I would do, but I've been recording a song, and it's turned out to be quite a difficult song to record. It was a fairly painless one to write. The writing of it's been fine, but just trying to suss out the structure and the arrangement have been really difficult. But I think I broke the back of that yesterday. So I can start embellishing it now and start putting on proper vocal tracks. And the other day, when I was audio booing from the museum yesterday, I had been to the Rhythm House instrument shop in Hanley, and I've had a bass guitar since about 2007, 2008, something like that. And it's a perfectly good bass. It's a really good bass, but the problem is the scale of the fretboard on a bass guitar is quite large, and I haven't really got the reach for it, and I haven't really got the technique, and I want to be able to do things as easily and painlessly as possible. So I went out and I part exchanged my old bass guitar and got a short scale bass, which, as the name might suggest, is a bass guitar but with a shorter neck and a fretboard that has more in keeping with a regular guitar, like a 6-string guitar fretboard, than it does with a bass, which means that I haven't got to stretch as much for notes and things, and I can hopefully do some bass runs a little bit more easily than I can previously, because I'm going to be probably filling in on a few gigs for bass guitar maybe, and obviously I've got my demos to make at home. So yesterday I put all the bass parts on the demo that I'm working on, and a few little bits of guitar as well, so it's really coming on nicely. So yeah, this is just a little basically this is a recording of me just being relatively happy with most things at the moment. As you know, I'm not everything in my life is perfect, and I'm sure there are some things that could do with changing and some things that could be better, and hopefully soon they will be. I'm getting my musical head back on track, and that's making me happy. Good night.